The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Thank you for that, Eamon. Now, the trial of Riad Boushakir, who has pleaded not guilty to 8 charges, including the attempted murder of 3 school children, continued today in Dublin. And Frank Graney, News Talk's court correspondent and host of the All Rise podcast, joins us now with the latest. Good evening to you, Frank. The jury heard more eyewitnesses' accounts today around this alleged knife attack. The first of 7 witnesses gave evidence of striking Riad Boushakir with a bicycle lock?
Yeah, the jury heard from a succession of eyewitnesses again today, many of whom either physically intervened or witnessed others trying to stop the attack. And I should say, Ciara, that some of the evidence heard today contained details of a distressing nature. Listeners may find that difficult to listen to. The witness that you refer to is a man called Oisin Murray. He said that he was cycling home on his lunch break that day when he said he noticed a man walk past a line of children before suddenly turning, producing what he described as a large concealed knife and repeatedly stabbing a child in the neck and chest area. He said another adult pulled the child away. That person we now know is a childcare worker called Leanne Flynn. She's already given evidence. He said after that, the man moved toward another child. In terms of his own intervention, this witnesses, he said he struck the man in the head with his bike lock before other members of the public restrained him. He then went to the side of an injured child and that childcare worker until emergency services arrived. He said he went straight over to the girl who, as he remembered, was in a pool of blood. He described her as looking potentially lifeless. He was cross-examined. The defence challenged aspects of his recollection from that day against CCTV footage that has already been shown to the jurors, particularly his account of Mr. Boushakir moving past the line of children before turning back. It was put to him that the CCTV simply doesn't support that account, that it shows Mr. Boushakir standing at a bus stop for 1 minute and 39 seconds before taking 3 or 4 strides towards the children. The witness, he did not want to see the footage. It was proposed that they would show it. He became very upset at the very suggestion of playing it. The defence decided not to. Instead, they walked him through what the CCTV footage shows. And again, it was put to him that that aspect of his account of what happened was wrong. And he accepted that if that's what the footage shows, then that's the case.
Okay. Frank, one of the first members of the public to intervene was a man called Warren Donoghue. What did he have to say?
Yeah, Warren Donoghue had been in the city that day with his family. He said he'd bite to eat that afternoon. They were walking by the Rotunda Hospital just around the corner from all of this is alleged to have happened. He said he heard screaming, ran toward the commotion, saw a man with a knife trying to cut up kids, was how he put it. He told the jurors he punched this man in the face with a clenched fist. He was asked by the prosecuting barrister why he did that. He said the man had to be put down. After he'd gone to ground, he said he hit him again to ensure he didn't get back up. He was cross-examined too. The defence barrister praised his bravery, stressed he had done nothing wrong in intervening that afternoon, pointed out that Riad Boushakir was armed with a knife, had every opportunity to kill or cause serious injury to the children, and Mr. Donoghue accepted that that was the case. His evidence then concluded and he stepped down from the witness box at that point.
Okay. Frank, a couple who were visiting Dublin that day also gave evidence of what they saw from across the road, including their observations in relation to the suspected weapon.
Yeah, Michael Healy and Eileen Flynn O'Sullivan, who had been visiting Dublin that day, gave accounts of hearing screams, initially believing a man and woman were arguing on the street before realising that children were involved. Mr. Healy, in his evidence, described seeing the woman between the man and the children. Again, we now know that that was Leanne Flynn. He described then watching this man move among the children with a raised knife, grabbing and turning them. He estimated that he saw injuries inflicted on 2 or 3 children before others intervened, including a scooter rider who struck the man with a helmet. His partner, Eileen Flynn O'Sullivan, she also took the stand, as they say. She described the man as hell-bent on reaching as many children as possible, said he appeared to be trying to move backpacks out of the way. These school children were wearing backpacks, and she claimed that she saw him trying to move those out of the way to get better access to the children for the purpose, she felt, of stabbing them in the chest area. Both she and Mr. Healy described fearing for their own safety when another man briefly approached them carrying the knife before throwing it away over some railings near the Garden of Remembrance. Under cross-examination, both of these witnesses accepted that after Leanne Flynn was thrown to one side, there was a period of time when there was no adult between Mr. Bushaker and the school children. And Ms. Flynn O'Sullivan, when that was put to her under cross-examination, she accepted that that was a period of great danger.
Okay, and finally, Frank, for today, the jurors heard from a woman called Siobhan Carney who described what she saw when she arrived on the scene. What did she tell the jury?
She told the jury that she had been attending the Stardust disaster inquest at the Rotunda Hospital that day. She was on a break. She had stepped outside for a cigarette. Her attention was suddenly drawn across the road by a scream. She said she immediately noticed a man holding a knife. She said that she saw him stab a child. She ran straight across the road towards him. She told the jury about that by the time she reached this scene, two children had already been stabbed and that the man had lunged toward a third child. She said she jumped on him in an effort to bring him to the ground. She said he landed near her feet. The scene soon descended into chaos. She said the knife fell. She said she kicked it away to create some distance between it and the accused. She recalled directing a man to remove the knife from the scene. She also described trying to calm the wider crowd, telling people we're not savages here. And this was as some people tried to get at Mr. Bushaker while he was on the ground, seemingly unconscious, according to this witness. Under cross-examination, she accepted she didn't remember seeing the childcare worker, Leanne Flynn, being stabbed. She was shown a photograph of the knife that was found in that green area. She identified it, saying she was 100% certain it was the same knife. And described it as a non-serrated carving knife. The defence questioned her about the manner of the alleged stabbing, asking whether her impression was that the knife was being driven downward. She said her view was that the man was plunging the knife downward into the upper chest area. She was also challenged on her certainty about how sure she was about the number of children allegedly stabbed before she reached the scene, suggesting that she sounded unsure. She rejected that suggestion. She said she was 98% sure that two children had already been stabbed before the accused reached the third child, who she believed suffered the most serious injury. So she was the final of seven witnesses called today. The jury is expected to hear some more eyewitness accounts when the trial resumes tomorrow morning.
Thank you for that. That is Frank Graney there, News Talk's court correspondent. And if you do want to have more detail or hear more detail on the proceedings at the Central Criminal Court, be sure to listen to Frank's podcast, All Rise, the Riad Bushaker trial, which is released every evening on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.